This is program number LW2479. Hi, this is Leary West. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of struggles you face. It doesn't matter how down and out you are right now, how defeated you think you've become. It is possible, it really is, for you to turn it around. To use an old expression, if life hands you a lemon, make lemonade. That's what a compositor did one time, a fellow who worked for the famous Horace Greeley. Now, Horace Greeley, the famous editor of the New York Tribune, was noted in his day for having about the most illegible handwriting of any man known. Sometimes he couldn't even read it himself when it was returned to him for deciphering. One day, Greeley wrote an editorial that his typesetter could hardly figure out. The typesetter did the best he could in the short time he had, but it contained some ludicrous errors. When Greeley read it, when it was published, he fussed and fumed and tore at his hair, furious. He marched into that compositor's office and fired him right on the spot. Then Greeley went back to his own office and wrote a note to the man denouncing him for his stupidity. The man, though, could not read the note. It was too illegible. Then he got an idea. After all, he had been fired. Well, that compositor went around the corner to the office of a rival newspaper and asked the man there for a job. The foreman of that newspaper asked, "Have you any recommendations?" And the compositor said, "Well, I got a letter from Mr. Greeley." And he produced the letter in which Mr. Greeley called him all sorts of names. The foreman glanced at the letter, but he couldn't read it. Then he asked him, "How much were you making with Mr. Greeley?" The man named a figure, and then the foreman said, "All right, I'll give you $15 a week more. Start tomorrow morning." See there, you can take a lemon and make lemonade out of it if you're down and out right now. Take your life and turn it around. You can do it. Don't spend your days grieving over the tragedy. So he treated you unfairly. Quit crying in your beer. Pick up yourself. Dust yourself off. Wash your face. Step out into the sunshine again and start living. Turn your life around. You can do it. You know, Thomas Edison didn't become a famous inventor by having an easy time of it all. He tried more than 200 different substances, for example, in attempting to find a filament for his incandescent light bulb. Failure after failure stacked up on him, but Edison didn't sit down and act like a whipped pup, not him. He turned things around. He kept trying until he found the right substance, and that's why we claim him as the inventor of the light bulb. Calvin Coolidge once said, "Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent." The slogan, "Press on," has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. In other words, when someone hands you a lemon, make lemonade. Don't give up. Turn things around. Turn failure into success. Solve the problems that life hands you. You can do it, but listen, it all depends upon you. You know, if God can take a cross and convert it into a crown, He can take the failure in your life and make it a success. The Bible says, "All things work together for good for those who love the Lord." It says, all things, apparently even the lemons that life hands to you. Of course, God will work them for good in your life only if you'll let Him. The Bible says, you see, He'll do it only for those who love Him. But you see, it depends upon you, whether or not you are going to really turn your life over to Him. Hand Him those lemons. If you'll really do it, He'll make the lemonade, right? I'm Leary West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet that might help motivate you to turn things around. Listen, you can do it. God is standing there with open arms saying, "Look, come to me. Hand me your problems. Give me your burdens. I'll give you rest." But it depends upon you whether or not you're going to turn to Him. Why not? Let me send you this pamphlet. I think it will help. It's yours free. It's called "What Controls Your Life." Let me send it to you. "What Controls Your Life." Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.